Okay, so how's everyone doing? My name is Christopher Ferrari. Today I'm just going to be talking about my podcast and what I hope to accomplish doing this podcast. So the podcast name is Crumbs. And Crumbs initially starts, it stands for Champions Rise Under a Maximum Belief System. You know what I'm saying? So just the name of the podcast has some type of significance or relevance into my life. Hopefully, eventually, you know, it'll also have some type of relevance in your life. You know, I came up with the concept pretty much, you know, taking your crumbs from, you know, from what you don't have and just making it out of something. You dig what I'm saying? To make a meal. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you're able to just take your crumbs, and because, you know, you didn't have much, you was actually able to make more just off of, you know, not having much, you know. I just want to let everybody know a little bit about this platform and what I'm actually trying to accomplish here. Back to my intro, I realized that technology is, like, starting to really take over right now, you know, like, in a big way. For maybe about the last, I want to say 15 years, overall people are starting to wake up. People are starting to understand the valuable, you know, the valuables in technology, you know, for about maybe about 15 years. It wasn't that long, because before that time, you know, I'm a little older, so I'm able to speak on when it wasn't so cool. You dig what I'm saying? I want to say around the late 90s, if you was into, like, computers and shit like that, and, like, the internet, you was kind of, like, they kind of wrote you off as, like, a weirdo, you know what I'm saying? They used to have, like, the chat services and shit like that. You was never able to see anybody, but you was able to still type to somebody or something like that, you know what I mean? And however that conversation went, you know, you would, you know, however that conversation went, you would actually get that person's number, however you know. So yeah, like, that's pretty much what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to make sure that I'm, like, a bridge between the mainstream of technology down to the underground of technology, in order to get, you know, get people heard, you know, get people from the inner city. You know, our inner city, you know, I'm from New York, mind you know what I'm saying? I live in New York, and, you know, I'm from the hood, so it's like, it's a lot of kids that are talented, that are entrepreneurs, that are young boys, and, you know, they just don't have a platform to talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, our voices are not always heard, our voices are not, you know, really heard like that, so that's my job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's my job. I took on that job. I feel like that's pretty much my purpose, you know, to just give information and inform people, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, my vessel. Like, I don't claim to know everything, because it's a lot of things that I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that I'm learning as well. And I kind of created this to be a source of information for myself as well, you know what I'm saying? Just based off of technology and everything, you know? I also have somewhat of a, you know, somewhat of a saying. It's called live life and live well. And pretty much, if I could expound on that, that would pretty much be, you know, it's just like a way of living, you know what I'm saying? It's more so like just a way of living, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just living here and being able to be healthy and take care of yourself, you know, that's what that movement is about. I really had to really think about that, you know what I mean? Like, I had to think about what I wanted to be in this world. You know, you have two choices to be. It's either you're gonna be the solution to the problem, or you're actually just gonna be the problem, you know? And a lot of people end up in between that, and a lot of people just end up being the problem. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you're the problem, you can't see clear. Everything is gray. There's no clearness to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge anyone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to critique somebody, because I can easily be critiqued too. I'm a human being. So, I made that live life and live well in order to pretty much show people just a better way of living. You know, like, I used to smoke cigarettes. You know, I stopped smoking cigarettes. I don't know how I did it, but I stopped it. You know what I'm saying? I used to be that guy. I'm going to get Lucy's. You know, I'm going to go get Lucy's from the store. You know, I got fucking 50 cents to my name, and I'm going to the store buying Lucy's. You dig what I'm saying? I used to have no change in my pocket because I'm buying Lucy's. I got brown paper bags everywhere in my apartment when I was living in the hood. You know, so, you know, it's just a healthier way to do everything. You know, not to say I don't smoke now. I do smoke now. You know, I might smoke, you know, some, you know, I might smoke some stuff to, you know, open up your creativity a little bit more, you know. And then I even smoked the Juul. The Juul was okay. You know what I'm saying? The Juul was okay for a little bit. But that's still tobacco, you know what I'm saying? And that's what these big agencies, they get people addicted to things that are completely not good for you. And they just market it, you know? Like, a lot of them don't smoke. So it's just like, at the end of the day, hey, at least I'm not dying. That's how they look at it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, like, the live life and live well is pretty much like just to open your mind on living a better life. There's so much things now. I mean, even the way technology can you know, help you out as far as health as well. There's, you know, there's different things that equate to everything now. So I said, you know, technology equates to every major you know, every major subject or industry. You know what I'm saying? And people have found certain ways to connect those two together. You dig what I'm saying? They've been able to connect those two together, connect technology and whatever industry that they got into. You know, so, you know, I'm pretty much, I'm creating my platform so that I can get some of those people to come on my show. You know what I'm saying? Even down to the lowest, you know, form of people. If you're a starting up engine entrepreneur, I'm also a starting up entrepreneur as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my journey on entrepreneurship, ownership, you know. So, you know, I'm really just trying to cater to all of the young entrepreneurs, the young boss that's out there, that's really, you know, put their minds together in order to start up something for themselves. You know what I'm saying? That has you know, somewhat royalties in the future, is going to create generational wealth for themselves, you know. But this is just the second episode right here, so you guys have a good day, and maybe I'll come on later.